So if the father's the first to see the younger son, you'd have to ask yourself this question, why? If there's 40 people, it's a 2.5% chance you're the first one to see the younger son. Why is it he would see his younger son first? Okay, and as I said, I'm going to give you my opinion about this, and I'm going to use this chair as an example. And I grew up in a mountain state, so the way I picture this story, I picture a son walking up over a mountain, and you kind of see him over the horizon, kind of slowly coming. That's my opinion, you know, I grew up in a mountain state. But here's what I would say a normal father would do if his child got into sin and left the family, which I would say for over a year is my opinion. Doesn't tell us, so you can kind of give whatever time frame. But fathers are not the best at expressing their love for their kids. Right? Oftentimes for fathers, they have trouble saying, you know, I love you. But what I would say is all fathers, they feel that love on the inside, even if they're not the best at expressing it. You know what a normal father would do if his son just ran away from home and got into sin? Well, I mean, during those days, you work from basically 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Sun up to sun down, right? You get as much work as you can get done during the day. And what a normal father would do, and this is a father who's at least, I would say, in his 40s, because he's got two sons, maybe in his 50s. And of course, at this point, since he has a lot of hired servants, he's kind of more of a manager, right? He's not the one doing the manual labor as much. What I would imagine is, as the sun is basically setting, he gets done working, and he sits outside, and he's just looking in a distance, waiting for his son to come back, right? And his son leaves on a Monday morning, and he's sitting outside on Monday, 6 p.m., it's getting dark, he's just sitting and sitting and sitting and waiting. His son doesn't come. Monday rolls into Tuesday. And, you know, of course, he doesn't get much sleep because if you've got a son living in sin, you're going to probably have nightmares of what could have happened. Right? You're going to be miserable. You're going to be tired. You're going to be exhausted. Tuesday night, done into the workday, what's he doing? He's just sitting, just waiting for his son to return. Tuesday rolls into Wednesday. Wednesday rolls into Thursday. Thursday rolls into Friday. Friday rolls into Saturday. Saturday rolls into Sunday. 1 week rolls into the next month. January rolls into February. February to March. March to April. I mean, think of this story. If your son did this, are you going to sleep well at night? I mean, it's going to be 10 o'clock at night, and no matter how hard you work, you're going to be sitting there just thinking of all the possible things that could have happened. You're probably going to wake up in the middle of the night sometimes just having a nightmare of what could have happened to your son. You're going to be miserable. You're not going to get sleep week after week after week, month after month after month after month, just waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting for your son to return. Right? When I put myself in this story, I think of my son, Zeph. I can just imagine if I was this man and I had all these hired servants, I'm sitting out here for months and months, and then someone comes and he says, you know, sir, Mr. Stuckey, I'm not trying to be rude, But you know, it's been a long time. You know, maybe you want to come in and get some sleep. We can help you. I mean, I imagine he'd have servants that would come and say, hey, you know what? Maybe you should come in. I'm sure there's a lot of nights he just fell asleep outside in the chair just waiting, waking up in the middle of the night from the noise of some animal, and then all of a sudden he's just like, man, and it's like already midnight or whatever. Right? This is realistically what would take place if your son lived a licentious and sinful life and you never heard from him, you didn't know what happened, you would literally sit outside, right? Is that not what fathers would do? And look, maybe us in this room, you know, you that are kids and you have fathers with you, maybe you don't realize this, but that is what your dad would do. I mean, he would sit up waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting for you to return. And then after 12 months, 16 months or whatever, all of a sudden, he sees his son coming back. Now, what do you think his son's going to look like after living in sin for over a year? He's probably going to have holes in his shirts and his pants. He's probably going to look like a mess. I mean, he hasn't been eating much, so he's probably lost a lot of weight. He's probably very dirty. It'd be like a homeless person stumbling in after being gone for a year from the family. Isn't that what would take place? I mean, literally, I mean, he probably doesn't even recognize him very well. He's like, is that my son? Right? And eventually he realizes a great way off. His father saw him and he waits for his son to apologize. Is that what takes place?
No.
He has compassion and runs and falls on his neck and kisses him.